Oh. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's bless His holy name. There's no like unto Him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that was, that is to come. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. We are pleased to honor you, Lord. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. There's no like unto you. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to call upon your name tonight. You are the Almighty God. There is no like unto you. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful and praising. You are doing wonders at will. Father, we thank you. Father, we adore you. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship Him. Bless His holy name. There is no like unto you. Let's say thank you to God. For your children, say thank you very much. Over your life, say thank you very much. Over your circumstances, say thank you very much. The Bible says, in everything, we should always give thanks. Father, we thank you for tonight, for another period in your presence. Oh, we worship you. We give you all the glory. You are the awesome God, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star. Father, we adore you, Lord. You are the ungrammatical. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we appreciate you. From January to February, it's for your glory. From February to March, Father, we thank you. Let us worship Him. Let us bless Him. He's worthy of our praise. Father, we thank you. Oh, we give you all the glory and adoration. Thank you for being there for us at all times. From January to February to March, even to April, May. Father, we thank you. Today is the 18th day of the month of May. Father, we thank you for the start of the year. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what is going on around the world. The COVID-19, our families have been protected. Father, we say thank you very much. Hold on, we show. Just worship your maker tonight. Say something good about your God. He's worthy to be praised. There's no like unto Him. Is the changeable changer? Father, we thank you, Lord. The one that can rewrite our story. Be thou exalted in Jesus' precious name. We are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, be merciful. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Lift up your voice tonight and declare to God, Father, show me your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are the Almighty God, the one that cannot change. Show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Father, for nobody be said, I need your mercy. I don't need more bereo, Baba, I don't need more bereo. I will die in my call. Father, show me your mercy tonight. I am not qualified to be in your presence. In my name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. The Bible says, all have sinned. I've come short the glory of God. Father, tonight I come before you. Father, show me your mercy. Otherwise, for nobody, why? Have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Beloved, we are going to lift up a voice and use the authority in the blood of Jesus to take over your environment. Say, I take over my environment by the power in the blood of Jesus. I take over my environment by the power in the blood of Jesus. I take over my environment by the power in the blood. I use the blood of Jesus to saturate my environment. Open your mouth and pray. My environment. Come on, oh blood of Jesus. I speak with the blood of Jesus over my environment in the name of Jesus. I speak the blood of Jesus over my environment against any force that want to start again my prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' we are praying. Say this one loud and clear. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Declare your heaven open. In the name of Jesus, declare your heaven open. Heaven over your prayer. Open. Heaven over my prayer. Father, let it open tonight. In the name of Jesus, let my heaven open. My heaven, your boss, open. My heaven, open up by fire. Declare your heaven open. You cannot operate on a closed heaven. Father, I declare my heaven open. In the name of Jesus, I declare my heaven open. In the name of Jesus, I declare my heaven open. Over tonight's prayer, my heaven must open. In the name of Jesus, my heaven must open. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Say this all over here. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I shall be an overcomer in the name of Jesus. Declare that young. It doesn't matter what you are facing. Open your mouth and declare. as you have said in my hearing, so will I do unto you. Father, tonight, I shall be an overcomer over every principality, over every power in my environment, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Tonight, I decree that in the name that is above every other name, God will hear somebody's voice here tonight. It doesn't matter how complex your situation is. The good news is that in the name that is above every other name, you might have been praying, but there is somebody on the line tonight. God is about to hear your cry tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, every demon of prayerlessness inside of you, I command you to jump out now. In the name of Jesus, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Jump out now in the name of Jesus. Jump out now in the name of Jesus. Every demon of failure in your father's house, in your mother's house, in your India, I command you to jump out now in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Every authority that I vow that this is how far you can go, they will be buried alive tonight. In the name of Jesus, every power waiting at any junction in my destiny to cause trouble, oh Lord, arise, disgrace them tonight. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. I want everybody to get themselves ready tonight. The first prayer point is goes like this. Say, my Father, let my case matter in heaven tonight. Say, my Father, let my case matter in heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Involve everyone in your case. Let my case ever matter in heaven. It must matter in heaven. My case must matter in heaven. It must matter in heaven. Open your mouth and pray. My case must matter in heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Pray. Father, let my case matter in heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, let my case matter in heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let my case matter in heaven tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this all like that. Say, every arrow of backwardness that has been fired into my life. Fire. In the name of Jesus, arrow of backwardness, fire to your life. Oh yeah, backfire tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, pray. Aha, pray tonight. In the name of Jesus, backfire tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this all out of me. Say, my father, my fighter. I am tired of my present condition. I need a change of story. Appear in my situation tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Your case must matter in heaven tonight. It's better for you to cry to heaven. Don't say you have prayed that prayer before. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, appear in my situation. I need a change of story. My story must just change. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. My story must change. My story must change. My story must change. The story of my family must change. In the name of Jesus. My family story, they must change tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must change tonight. They must stay tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to lift up your voice tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers going from one altar to the other because of me and my family. Hey, Yekemo, you are a liar. Open your altar, prepare it. In the name of Jesus, the power went from one altar to the other. Because of me and my family, because of my children, because of my wife, they must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. Open your altar, prepare it. They must be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, every envious power went from one altar to the other. Because of my family, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus. mighty name, we pray. I pray for somebody here tonight. That the power that say you will see good things, but you not enjoy it. Today, if your amen can be launched, I command the power to die in the name of Jesus. They shall die. 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 In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray the power like this. Say, every strong man in my father's house that has determined to tie my life down. Beloved, if you are praying this prayer, you are praying for your children, you are praying for your grandchildren, you don't know the junction that the enemy is waiting to tie them down. Say, powers in my father's house that has determined to tie down my destiny and my family. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray tonight in the name of Jesus. That want to tie my life down in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Masuta la ba. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying, beloved. In Job chapter 1, there is an agent, there is a demon that visited Job in that chapter. To the extent that when they open the life of Job like this, in chapter 1, disaster upon disaster. Beloved, you need to pray this next prayer. Say, agent of bad news. Sent into my family. You are a liar. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. You are the agent of bad news. Sent to my destiny. Sent to my family. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Agent of bad news. And I sent to my family. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. They must go back. They must go back to sender. Open your mouth. Aha. Pray. They must go back to sender. Go back to sender. Agent of bad news. Send to my family. Go back to sender now. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this all out of clear. Say, every gang up against my family. Beloved, you see that I'm in the families now. If the family is at peace, then the whole world will be at peace. The enemy, they might say, okay, mommy and daddy, you are praying. Let me go attack the children or the grandchildren. I beg you, pray this prayer point loud and clear. Because the next prayer point is to deal with the power that says, hey, there will not peace in your home. You are going to lift your voice and pray. Say, every power that said there shall not be peace in my house. Say, every power that say I will not know peace in my family. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, every power that say you will not know peace in your family, they must be wasted. Open your mouth and pray. Over your children, you will have peace. Over your wife, you will have peace. Over your marriage, you will have peace. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Masuta la karama, rekezete lebo mayepebo, mayepa rekezebo. Open your mouth and pray. Oluwa o, give us peace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, peace that surpasses man's understanding. Father, release upon us. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. This prayer point is for those who are here tonight that you are desiring God, believing God for the next level in your life. There is a place you are supposed to be, but there you are in a different place now. I want to lift your voice with anger in your bones. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my father. By the power in the blood of Jesus, close the gap between where I am and where I am meant to be. Very powerful prayer point. You are telling God to use his blood to seal up the gap. You are meant to be married, but you are still single. God must close that gap. You are meant to be an employer of labor. You are still begging to apply. God must close the gap. You are going to lift up one. Say, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, close the gap between where I am and where I'm supposed to be. In the name of Jesus, pray. Where I am, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, and where am I supposed to be? Open your water, pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, open your water, pray. Father, close the gap. Close that gap tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, close that gap tonight. In the name of Jesus, close that gap tonight. Open your water, pray. Yes. In the name of Jesus, close that gap. 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 Close that gap tonight. In the name of Jesus. Close that gap tonight. In the name of Jesus. Close that gap. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Now we are getting to the next level now. This level, I don't want anybody to joke with it at all. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, wicked power, asking me to appear before satanic mirror. Holy Ghost fire! Scatter them in the name of Jesus. Scatter. Every wicked power asking me to appear before this satanic mirror. Holy Ghost. Oh yeah, scatter this. Aha! The Bible says surely they shall gather. In the name of Jesus, pray. Every wicked power asking your children to appear before satanic mirror. Oh yeah, Holy Ghost must scatter them. Holy Ghost! Scatter them tonight. Scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Scatter them tonight. Hope you are in the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. Ha. Yapayaha. Rekeseteyaba. The next prayer point is to break generational curse. I'm going general now because God is just letting us to deal with some things one by one. It was a stone that David threw to Goliath and brought down his head. Let this prayer point attack you seriously to bring out the end of your foundational power. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There are so many people that is fighting foundational battle. You know where you are supposed to be. You see yourself climbing. That's why you see a graduate with a master's degree holder that is running, that is messing about on the street. Something must be done somewhere. Lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, foundational battle that has tied down my life. You are a liar. Die, in the name of Jesus. Every foundation that has tied down your marriage, every foundation tied down your children, every foundation tied down your gratitude, open your mouth and decree now. In the name of Jesus, demons die. Something must happen. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to pray this next one. Say, every strange hand disturbing the plan of God for my life, I cut you off. Remember the small prophet? He commanded the hand of that king to just wither. The king had to beg there, please, let me restore my hand back. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, every strange hand disturbing the plan of God for my life and my family, break by fire. Break it. Aha! Break the hand. Every strange hand disturbing the plan of God for my life. Oh yeah, break. Aha! Break. In the name of Jesus. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Break. In the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray. Aha! Pray yourself. Break that evil one. In the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to lift up a voice tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every power that does not want me to celebrate in my life. Hey, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. Aha. Pray. Every power that does not want me to celebrate. You are wicked. Da, 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 da. Over my children, I will celebrate. Over my wife, I will celebrate. Over my life, I will celebrate. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every power that does not want me to celebrate in life. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. Da, 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 da. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, you will celebrate. Over your children, you will celebrate. Over your grandchildren, you will celebrate. Over your great-grandchildren, you will celebrate. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. You will celebrate. Over your wife, you will celebrate. Over your children, over yourself too, they will celebrate. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray. You must celebrate. You must celebrate. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here. I decree today, every problem waiting at any stage in this year for you and your family, the problem that will collect tears from you, the problem that wants you to cry in sorrow, in the name that is above every other name, by the power that brought that wall of Jericho, I command the problem to scatter. They shall 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 scatter. In the name of Jesus. Aha. And number two, I pray for somebody again tonight. In the name that is above every other name, the power that wants your family to be moving from one battle to the other. Masu takra baba. From one problem to the other. From one situation to the other. As you are trying to solve one another one is emanating. Today, by the power and the blood of Jesus, in the power that is expanding your battle, that power must give way tonight. They must give way tonight. They must give way tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must give way tonight. In the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Every altar containing your names, containing your picture, there is somebody here, they have tied down your name on the tree. I decree today, wherever the tree that they have tied down your name on, that is making you make mistakes regularly, in the name that is above everybody, I remove your name from that evil tree in the name of Jesus. I remove your name. I remove your name. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I remove your name. I remove your name. I remove your name. I remove your name. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray the next one. Say this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, arise and trouble those power that is troubling me. In the name of Jesus. Father, arise the power troubling my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to arise and trouble them. In the name of Jesus. They trouble my peace. Trouble my children. Trouble my home. Father, trouble them. Father, trouble them. Father, trouble them. Father, trouble them. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, trouble them. Open your mouth and pray. Father, trouble them. Trouble them. Trouble them. Trouble them. Trouble them in the name of Jesus. Trouble them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart properly. Trouble them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Pray this next one like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, household wickedness, aside to tamper with the joy in my family, you are a liar. Every house of wickedness that want to tamper with the joy in my family. Oh yeah, pray. Command them to die tonight. Today is your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, house of wickedness that want to tamper will destroy my family. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, the house of wickedness that want to tamper with the joy of my family. You are a liar. Die. In Jesus' name. We are praying. We are still praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say powers. Saying over their dead bodies. Will my story change? Ayakata. Beloved, there is someone you are going to lose their temper in this prayer. If you know one that is really concerning you, you will fight this battle seriously tonight. The Bible said this is the day of vengeance, so that the things that God has written concerning you can be fulfilled. Unless God avenge you, unless God fight for you, the things that are written concerning you, they might not be fulfilled. You say, this is the day of vengeance, so that the things that God has written concerning you shall be fulfilled. Luke 21, 22. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say powers. Saying over their dead body will not make it in life. You are a liar. Die. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Even if you have made it, pray for your children. In the name of Jesus, the power that saved by your dead body, will you make it in life? In the name of Jesus, die. Aha. Pray. Aha. Pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Pray. Pray that prayer, my sister. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father, I say over the dead body, will I make it in life? You are not my God. Da. In the name of Jesus. Da. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in that prayer. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. This next few prayer points is for some special people here. And let me explain before we start praying about 3 or 4 prayer points. But we want to address this once and for all. If you are the firstborn in your father's house, pray this prayer point seriously. Listen very carefully. If you are the first daughter, pray it seriously. If you are the only child, you need to pray more than anybody. If you are not the firstborn, but you have your own firstborn too, pray this prayer for them. Whether they are there with you or not, it doesn't matter. So invariably, everybody must pray. Even if you are not married yet or you've not given birth yet, you still need to pray the prayer to sow the seed for your firstborn. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, every foundational demon that is waiting for my firstborn at a junction in their life, in order to turn their life upside down. This is a serious prayer, bro. I beg you, there is foundation waiting for the firstborn at the junction. It might be at their marriage. You are just like giving birth. It could happen. I think Gio told us a story before that there was a girl, there was a particular girl. They gave birth to that girl in that family. And when they gave birth to her, in the hospital bed, they don't know how it happened. A bird flew into the ward when they were giving birth to her. As soon as they finished giving birth to the girl, the bird flew away. They saw the girl went away. When the girl finished university, that she was going to get married, the same bird, the same kind of, another bird flew into the room when she was trying to dress up. And lo and behold, the thing went away here. It was then the mother started observing, what is going on here? What kind of life? What kind of animal? That's why when I want to pray in the night, I say, I take authority over a satanic animal. All these cats, all this bird, all these dog, they can receive demon to affect people in their environment. And lo and behold, they did not do anything about it. They didn't know there was need for prayers. When the girl now got married, a year later she got pregnant. When on the pregnancy bed, she was in the hospital like this. about to give birth, the blood flew inside again. Then they began to want to throw it. They want to kill it. They could not. In fact, they were trying to kill the bird. The bird did not appear when the baby was halfway through. They were struggling to beat the baby out. When they now saw that they were determined, they now left the woman. They left the baby. They now faced the bird to kill the bird. By the time they killed the bird, when they came back, the daughter was already dead. The girl was already gone. It was the baby that survived. Why? Because there is a foundational problem. The foundational demon that have been pursuing that girl. Being the firstborn of Christ, you are going to lift up a voice. Say every foundational demon pursuing my firstborn. Ha! You are a liar. Die! Die! That if you are firstborn, say pursue me in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. Foundational demon pursuing your firstborn, pursuing you as a firstborn that does not want this to happen in your life. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Number two, I told you there are four prayer points for that. You are going to say this one out of here. Say every secret battle against my firstborn that has not manifested now. Hey, you are a liar. Scatter my fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Scatter the battle. Every problem, every secret problem that has not manifested in the life of my firstborn. Oh, yeah, scatter now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Scatter now. My brother, pray that prayer. Masuta kala ba 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 ba. Rekese telebo. Open your mouth and pray. Every foundational problem, secret battle that has not manifested in the life of my firstborn. Oh, yeah, scatter in my life. pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this one out of here. Say, every strong man in my father's house challenging the glory of my firstborn. If you are the only daughter, you are the only son, please pray that prayer. You are going to say, challenging my glory. Say, every strong man in my father's house challenging the glory of my firstborn. Hey, you are a liar. That is it. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I am praying again for somebody again tonight. I don't know who you are, but you are a lady. The plan of the wicked for you and your children and your children yet unborn. In the name that is above every other name, Job chapter 5 verse 12 says, forsake the plan of the crafty, so that their hand could not perform their enterprise. Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, when the enemy come like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against them. I stand on the authority in the name of Jesus. Any plan to cause your firstborn, to make them the ever from the head to the tail, any plan that wants your firstborn to be begging from those who are supposed to be feeding, in the name that is above every other name, I frustrate the plan today. I frustrate the plan today in the name of Jesus. Lastly, for that firstborn, you are going to pray this one. Say, every messenger of death that is waiting for my firstborn, hey, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, messenger of death waiting for my firstborn, you are a liar. Die. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Messenger of death, that woman to cry over my firstborn. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Pray. Masutana mama. In the name of Jesus. Pray. That is it. That is it tonight. That is it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name. We pray. I pray for every firstborn on this platform tonight, including myself and my family, that in the name that is above every other name, the power that want to make your life useless, if your amen is loud, that power is frustrated tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that person. What you are supposed to have achieved for the past 5 years, but you are still struggling to achieve them by the power and the blood of Jesus. God will use today's prayers to increase your speed in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. The God of heaven shall make you a candidate of divine surprise in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree the power that wants to stop your destiny at a certain stage, that power shall be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Father, and that of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, pray this 3 prayer points before we open our scripture for tonight. You want to invite something to our prayer? Pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Arise and do something in my life that the whole world will know that I am serving a living God. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Ha! Father, do something in my family that the whole world will know that I'm serving a living God. Pray. That they must just know. They must know for sure. This person is serving a living God. Open your mouth and pray that they will know about my life, over my children, over my family, that I am serving a living God. The one that cannot change. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. They will know that surely I'm serving a living God. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word again for everybody tonight, including myself. In the name that is above every other name. Let me just give you this thing. It was only that I heard just last week. A sister had information that during this COVID-19 problem, around February time, the mother died. She lives in the UK here. The mother died in Nigeria. Though the mother was old, I don't know the exact age, but she said she was old. And she now planned that by the end of March, I will go and do the funeral for the mother in Nigeria. And lo and behold, COVID-19 started and there was a lockdown, so she couldn't go to Nigeria. The mama is still there. And she went, since I'm trying to gather money for the funeral, she now decided to go and go to work, which is normal. She's a nurse. And before Jack Robinson, within space of time, within a month, or a month and a half after lockdown, she landed in the hospital. Within a few days, she died. Two of them. She still planned to go. Why? Because there are some powers that are saying that they will not achieve that particular aim. She planned something, but something has happened. I have a word for everyone here tonight. That's the reason why I want to explain that story to you before I make that prophetic declaration. And that declaration will engage, we invite several solid amen from you. And I don't want your amen to be true at all. I decree and I declare, it doesn't matter the number of people they mentioned all over the world that died in this COVID-19 session. In the name that is above every other name, nobody, I repeat, by the power and the name of Jesus, nobody will pay you a condolence visit in the name of Jesus. Nobody. They will not pay you a condolence visit. They will not pay you a condolence visit. They will not pay you a condolence visit. They will not pay us a condolence visit. They will not pay you 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 a condolence visit in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Let's open our Bible quickly. To Exodus chapter 8. I want us to listen very carefully to this. I want to bring something out of that place. Exodus chapter 8. This was the story when Moses went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. But he refused. Exodus, so in chapter 7 of that Exodus, God changed water into blood. Maybe they will allow them to go. Yes, they did not go. But something happened in chapter 8. That's where we are going today. Exodus chapter 8. Like I said to you, in chapter 8, I read from verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, go now to Pharaoh. Exodus 8, 1. Go now to Pharaoh. Are you getting my point? And said to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go so that they can serve me. I am praying for somebody here tonight. In the name that is above every other name, the power that says you will not move from that spot that you are, in the name of Jesus, that power shall be wasted suddenly. In the name of Jesus, he said, let my people go so that they can go and serve me. He not said in verse 2, but if they refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your territory with frog. So the rivers shall bring forth frogs in abundance. You shall go up and come out of your houses, into your bedroom, into your bed, into your houses of your servants, of your people, of your ovens, into your kneading bowls, and the frog shall come upon all the people and all your servants. Beloved, and the Lord spoke to Moses and said to Aaron, stretch out your hand over the rocks of the stream, over the rivers and over the pond, and cause the frogs to come out of the land of Egypt. And so Aaron stretched up his hand, and the waters of the Egypt, and the frog came upon over the whole Egypt. Verse 7. And the magicians of Egyptians, they did so with their own enchantment. They repeated the same problem, and they brought out frog from the land of Egypt. So, they are now looking at, okay, if you say you're serving a good God, a big God, you did one, you brought frog out of water, which will be brought out of water. God was watching them. And at the end of the day, that one does not work. God, let's go down, because of my time, let's go to the third plague in verse 16. Look at what happened. That's where I'm going for tonight. You know, in the second one, when the frog was there, the magician did exactly the same principle. They did the same thing. They brought frog out of water. So they were like, oh, what you say you're serving the living God. What's the difference between your God and our God? Our God can do all things. In verse 16, third plague. So the Lord called, said to Moses again. Moses said to Aaron, stretch out your rod, and strike the dust of this land, so that it may become lies throughout the land of Egypt. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out the hand of the Lord and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lies, and one man and a beast, all the dust of the land became lies throughout the land of Egypt. Look at what happened in verse 18. In verse 18, now the magician also work with their own enchantment to bring forth lies, but they could not. This time around. There were lies on the man and beast. Then this is my prayer point tonight. That's where we are going tonight. In verse 19. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, ha ha, surely this is the finger of God. I am praying for somebody tonight. The power that says you will not move forward, they will see the finger of God tonight. Ha ha. They will see the finger of God tonight. They will see the finger of God tonight. Even if the magician, they could not perform that wonders. They could not perform that miracle, because they could see the finger of God. Beloved, when you engage finger of God in battle, beloved, number one, God will wipe away your tears, certainly. Because you engage God, the finger of Jehovah, in battle. So the last prayer point that we're going to pray to all the prayer points is to engage the finger of God. It's a weapon. The magician could not replicate that wonders. They say, surely this is the finger of God. This is the finger of God. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight. that it doesn't matter how terrible the battle you are fighting through. As long as there's a father in your father's house, behind the battle that is facing you, facing your marriage, facing your career, facing your destiny, facing your husband, facing your family, in the name of Jesus, the finger of Jehovah will show forth on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. The finger of God will show forth. It will show forth. It will show forth. It will show forth. He said this is because they could not replicate that miracle. When you engage the finger of God, things will begin to move as God's plan. When you engage the finger of God, enemy will recognize that you are serving a living God. When you engage the finger of God, heaven and earth will move on your behalf. When you engage the finger of God, you become a candidate of uncommon favor and unmerited favor. All what you need to do is to engage. There are several skills on that. This finger of God. Just if you use it as a weapon, my brother, my sister, you will see that all those who are standing on your way, they must surely give way by fire. When you engage the finger of God, difficult situation leads to divine celebration. When you engage the finger of God, failure step out and success will step into your life. When you engage the finger of God, the plan of the wicked are always frustrated. And lastly, when you engage the finger of God, you shall laugh. Ha! The Bible says, better is the end of anything but the beginning. The last set of prayer point, I don't want you to joke with it. You want to engage the finger of God. I don't know the area of your life that you want this finger to fight. I want to lift up your voice with anger. The magician could not do it. Father, I want to know that surely these ones are serving the living God. Because they something called the finger of God. It wasn't Moses, it wasn't Aaron that said it. It was the magician that said, no. Because we could not turn sand to light, this can surely be the finger of God. Lift up a voice. Say, finger of God! Hey! Arise! Fight my battles! Pray. Tell the finger of God, fight your battle. Fight your battle. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, let the finger of God fight your battle. Let it fight the battle, my brother. In the name of Jesus, my rock is terrible. In the name of Jesus, you want to engage that finger tonight. You want to engage that finger tonight. Engage the finger tonight. In the name of Jesus, engage the finger tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, household witchcraft. In charge of my life. Finger of God. Slap them to warm in the name of Jesus. Slap them. Disgrace them. Slap them. Open your water, pray. Let the finger of God slap them. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in that prayer. The finger of God must fight for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. They must see the finger of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name. We pray. He said, let my people go so that they can. You are going to say this all loud and clear. Say, every pharaoh in my life that said they will not let me move forward in life, I don't care who you are. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, wow. Every pharaoh in my family that does not want me to move forward. Oh, yeah. They don't want you to go forward. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. They bow out. Pharaoh that say I will not move forward. Enough is enough. Who do you think you are? Die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. If you love yourself, you can pray this prayer. If you are scared, you can keep quiet. They told Joseph in Genesis 37, say, let us kill him and let's see what how his dreams will come to fulfillment. Many of us are still alive today, but they have killed some good things in our life. They have killed our emotions. They have killed our zeal. They have killed your spiritual life. They have killed good things. Today, in the name that is above every other name, by the resurrection power of God that brought out Lazarus from the dead, Marike Seteya, everything that they have killed in your life, with your loudest heaven, They shall resurrect tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall resurrect. They shall resurrect. They shall resurrect. They shall resurrect. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say every power. Saying, let us kill him and see what will become of his dream. You are a liar. Someone sought and die in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to kill you, don't be able to see what you're going to become. Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray. Help yourself in the prayer. In the name of Jesus, every power that says, let us kill him so that I see what he will become in life. You are a liar. Die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Send this one now. We want to send some arrow. Out now. So I don't need to go out to people's life. I want as we're praying it. If I mention anything here that has got to do with you, you will shake your body and the arrow must go back. Shout this one loud and clear. Say arrow of insanity. Hey. Fire it on my life. Fire. The arrow must go back. Oh yeah, shake it. That arrow of insanity. Go back to sender. You are not my portion. You are not my children's portion. Oh yeah, go back. Go back to sender. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Number two is arrow of infirmity. First one was insanity. That is greater depression. It's like arrow. It's not normal. The next one is arrow of infirmity and sickness. I decree, say arrow of infirmity and sickness. Fire into my dreams. Backfire! Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Jesus, arrow of infirmity, in the arrow of sickness. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. I reject you tonight. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. I reject you tonight. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. I reject you tonight. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. I reject you tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this one again. Number three, it's arrow of untimely death. In fact, lately the arrow is so much on the street now. Even that's why people are locking up in their houses, the arrow is still flying around. He said, thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that flies in the night. It's arrow of untimely death. You are going to send this one out again. That's why every day in the news, America 60,000, this one 30,000 people die. With an arrow flying around. Say arrow of untimely death. Fire into my life. By fire. Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus, I send the arrow out. Send the arrow out. Send the arrow out of your life. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Three more arrows. Say arrow of stagnancy. Hey, you are just on the spot. You have graduated years ago, nothing to show for it. It's an arrow of stagnancy. You try to move up, but something will push you forward, step back. It's an arrow of stagnancy. Say, arrow of stagnancy. Fire into my life. By fire. Open your mouth and pray. Oh yeah, by fire tonight, in the name of Jesus, the arrow of stagnancy was by fire, in Jesus' name, they by fire. Number four, no, the next one is the arrow of failure, especially at the age of success. I decree to that brother, the arrow of failure fired into your life. At the end of success, that make you see a particular beast a day before good things will locate you, in order to reverse those good things. In the name of Jesus, that arrow will drop out of your life and go back to sender tonight. In the name of Jesus, say arrow of failure, fire into my dreams, by fire. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. You will not fail. In the name of Jesus, you will not fail. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lastly, on that one, say arrow of backwardness. Hey, You used to be a giver. Now they want to turn you to a beggar. It's an area of backwardness. You used to operate and control people in your workplace, and now you want to be controlled. It's an area of backwardness. Ah, I pray for that brother. Any power that want to return you back to square one, that power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. It shall be wasted tonight. Say, area of backwardness. As I don't return me back to square one. Hey, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We pray. Now, I want everybody to identify the particular area of your life that you want the finger of God to fight. You have only 1 minute to begin to address it now. Fight my marriage. Hey, fight for my marriage. Fight for my paper in this country. I don't know the area of your life. Fight for my children. Fight for my wife, oh Lord. The arrow. Finger of God. Fight for my life. Fight for my ministry. Fight for my children. Open your heart and begin to thank God. Where you want the arrow to fight for you, open your heart and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Which area do you want the arrow fight for my children. Fight for my grandchildren. Fight for my grandchildren. Open your heart and pray. Tell God to fight for them. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. Tell God to fight for them. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen. You must testify over that issue in your career. You must testify in your marriage. You must testify in your career, in your ministry. You will testify. Open your heart and prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, let your faith of finger fight for him. You fight for both and the children of Israel. Father, fight for me, O Lord. Father, fight for me, O Lord. Father, fight for my marriage in the name of Jesus. Father, fight for me, Lord, and let your name be glorified in Jesus. Precious name, we are praying. Ha. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I pray it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, every tongue that rises up against you, the Bible says God will condemn them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree to your life that every envious witchcraft that has seen the glory of God in your family and they want to tamper with it, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O Lord, anyone going about from one altar to the other to wage war against your life, the finger of God will smite them dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray every unsettled area of your life, by the power in the name of Jesus, even before the end of this month, God will settle you. In the name of Jesus, you will hear good news. In the name of Jesus, I decree to that brother's life, in the name that is above every other name, every evil bird, on satanic tree, sponsoring affliction in your life, that bird shall die. In the name of Jesus, I pray shall be well with you. Your testimony will shock the whole world. In the name of Jesus, God will use your name as a prayer point for goodness and mercy. In the name of Jesus, people will mention your name and they will glorify God in your life. I cover every family here with the blood of Jesus. Nobody will pay you a condolence visit. It shall be well with your family. In the name of Jesus, as you are going on the left or the right, the Lord will preserve you in the family. The Bible says that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I plug myself and my family. Plug yourself and your family under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall us. Even our children, the Lord will watch over them. We will not bury our children. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will fight for you. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. No matter these children, you will never cry. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will beautify your life. In the name of Jesus, in your lifetime, they will do good things in life. In the mighty name of Jesus, nobody, and I repeat it today, by the mandate of heaven, you have labored over these children. Nobody will replace you when they are doing good things in life. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cry with the blood of Jesus. It is done and is settled in Jesus' name. We pray. I pray for every single here believing God for their divine partner. Ha! Yeah! In the name that is above every other name, God will personally take over your case. In the name of Jesus, it will divinely connect you, and the name of the Father and that of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't forget, tomorrow is our singles prayer line. By tomorrow, by God's grace, 8:30 to 9:30, the singles are meeting here by the grace of God. As you notice tonight, we did not have any break at all. God has used one of our brethren on the line to bless us, to book into the full package of this thing, so we have a full time for ourselves. And I pray the God Almighty will bless such people in the name of Jesus. They will not lack anything good in Jesus' name. God will meet them at the point of their needs in the name of their life will never be cut short in Jesus' name. It is well with you all in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the spiritual fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven thunders. Hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. 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 By God's grace, the next one, the next prayer line is on Thursday, 10 to 11 p.m. as usual, but 8:30 tomorrow for the singles. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Bye for now. God bless you all.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you all. God bless you all.
Thank you, Pastor. Missing greetings from USA.
God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all.
My brothers and sisters.
God bless you. God bless you all.
God bless you,
Senator. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless you all.
God bless you,
sir.
God bless you, everybody. God bless you. It is your Jesus' name.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. The Lord will watch over all of us in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I will hear your testimony very soon in Jesus' name. The Lord will beautify your life. God bless you all. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It is very true. God bless you. Enjoy your night. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless all glory be to God. God bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.